This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Sports Radio 610 presents The Drive with Sterner and Hughley.
All right, as we've talked about at the schedule, we've got the full schedule released. Now we kind of see how this thing plays out. Now when you see how the schedule plays out, you see obviously where and when you're playing, where the bye week is, what row of teams you play, what tough stretches you have. You got three home games in a row there in the middle. You get a chance to kind of see how this thing fits together, and it gives you a better picture of what you're going to see. And Clint, I'm curious from you, the people, obviously you can get involved as well. 713-572-4610. Can text in. Those of you on YouTube and Twitch as well. If you can remember, are you feeling better about this schedule than last year's schedule? Because both of them were first place schedules. Listen, last year you played the Chiefs and the Ravens and the Bills. You played the Chiefs and the Ravens and the Bills again this year. First place schedule. You play the NFC West this year as opposed to the NFC East, or no, I'm sorry, the NFC North, as you played last year with Green Bay and Detroit and Minnesota and the Bears. Does this schedule feel better to you? Do you feel better about it than you did last year?
Yeah, I do. I think it lays out significantly better. I think there's two things that stick out big time, and we talked about it. It seems like there's no three games of any sort in a 10-game stretch this year. There's no, like, murderer's row of, like, three or four straight opponents or three or four straight quarterbacks that it's like, what the hell are we going to do against these guys? Everything seems to be spaced out really well. If you remember last year, the Texans went to training camp a week earlier than everybody else and played in the Hall of Fame game, so they had 4 weeks of preseason. And then I believe the bye week was later, right?
Oh, yeah. It was right before that. Three games in 10 days straight.
Yeah, so that is an absolute drag to get through, man. So I think the bye week, if you really look how it lays out, it's definitely in the first half of the season, but if you include preseason and the week of training camp leading up to that first game, it's not quite, but it's damn near midway. And if you, like, I exclude the last three games of the season and say, okay, it is definitely midway. When you get to week 14, 15, And you're playing for the important games, for all the marbles. Hey, man, if you can't get up for them damn games, then I don't know what the hell to tell you. And so I like the bye week early. I like the fact that there's no murderer's row. I like the fact that you've got the four primetime games, which three of them will actually give you an additional weekend, for the players to put their toes up a little bit versus playing on Sunday. So I think I'm in a better spot schedule wise right now for the Texans, and I'll be honest with you, it's in a pretty significant way.
Yeah, well, if we can get to that, because I will from last year, but like the bye week is my like concern. Like I you know, you'd want it. Yeah, I think they've gotten kind of hosed the last 2 years, to be honest. Like they got it super late last year into I think week 13 or something like that. 12 or 13 was their, I think it was week 12, and then they played three games in 10 days after that. But then also really early, which means they're going to finish with 12 straight. Like to go and play five games and have it week 6 and finish with 12 straight into the tough, potentially not tough, but need to win games towards the end. So, you know, hey, man, that bye week somewhere between 8 and 10, that feels like the real good space of a bye week for me. So that would be my only concern for me is, damn, 5 weeks in, then you gotta take your bye and then play 12 straight. And then I will say, if this makes sense, I feel better about the schedule when I look at it, but I'm still around the same win total because I don't know if I feel as great about the team as I felt going into last year. Now, obviously, things can change. I felt a lot better about the offensive line going into the season than what it actually showed to be, right? And I looked at last year's team, and I thought, last year's team, that's a tough schedule, but I think they can probably handle it. This year, I look at the team, and I'm like, I think it falls better for them, but the team, to me, makes me, you know, not as confident going into the year as I was last year.
Yeah, no, I think it's a good point. I think for me, the early bye week, I want to go back to that bye week conversation because to me, the early bye week thing, another reason I really like it is you, like Nick Caley needs to come up for a breath sooner rather than later. CJ Stroud needs to come up for a breath sooner rather than later, right? I mean, the self-evaluation, self-scouting, the, hey, what are we doing? Hopefully it's all good and they don't really need it. But boy, if there's been some struggles in there, whether it's pass protection or getting the run game going or whatever you got to do with these young wide receivers, whatever you got to do, I like that bye week falling early to help them kind of figure that thing out to self scout than waiting 12 regular season games into the year before you get that bye too. So I think overall in a much better place with the schedule. To your point, maybe not the team, but the schedule, yes.
The schedule, but now you bring the team together. Now, I think that's why, because I think people are wondering, well, hold on, Clint, Ron, you feel better about the schedule and you love the schedule for the Texans, but how are you at the same win total you were last year?
Yeah, well.
The team matching up. I won't put words in your mouth. This schedule, because someone just texted in, the Texans rank strength of schedule 8th hardest in the league. I can see it that way, but the way that it's configured really helps them, right? There's no run of just all of those teams together.
Yeah,
right. It's like almost a college schedule. Hey, you play Georgia, but then you're going to play, College of Charleston. And then you play, like, there's some stuff in between. So it's set up perfectly for them, I think. But I just think they've got a lot more questions going into the season. Clearly, we found out they had questions once we got into the season. But at this point, going into it, they've got a lot more questions right now. And I think feel like we're still sitting at the same win totals we were last
year. Think about where you were last year. Bobby Slowick was the deal. You had found your offensive coordinator. C.J. Stroud was rookie of the year and played what I still think is one of the most impressive. It's the most impressive rookie year I've ever seen, but it's one of the more impressive feats that I've ever seen, generally speaking. You look at, boy, they made win now moves, went and got Joe Mixon, went and got Steph. You still had Laremy Tunsil. So from a talent perspective, boy, you were just Hunter, collecting dudes. Yeah, I mean, what do you think about the defense side of the football? Yeah, the changes that were made over there. Clearly last year was a different story.
I know you love the schedule. Any concerns, any concern parts of that schedule?
I think the concern for me is that we're sitting around here talking about, we had this conversation in the first hour of the show. The concern for me is it may be better than strength of schedule 8 to 10 in the league, right? I mean, there's a chance Denver's going to be really good. There is a real chance that San Francisco, with everybody healthy, is going to be really, really good, right? I mean, there's a chance that
because that bring though like San Francisco brings the strength of schedule down because they won like six games last year.
Yeah, yeah. So I don't know what that's going to look like. But yeah, I think there's a handful of teams. The Rams, I think, I know a lot of people are high on them, but they could end up being like, wow, what the hell here? Arizona could end up being significantly better than we thought. In our own division, if Daniel Jones is the guy, or if Anthony Richardson, the light bulb comes on in his mind, and all of a sudden they turn the corner. They're just a quarterback, they're efficient quarterback play away from being a problem. So, I mean, there's four or five teams on this schedule that I think right now the Texans are the favorite if they play them. But those teams could also, and one or more of those teams could be, you know, 10, 11, 12 win football teams and could be a much bigger problem than I think we're probably giving them credit for right now.
As I said, man, they've got some weird teams on that schedule. Mm-hmm. You brought up several of them. Weird teams on that schedule. You're like, what is Seattle going to be? Like someone just texted in, like Sam Darnold's going to wilt without O'Connell. Yeah, maybe. Or, like, what are they going to – like, what is that team doing? Because defensively, if you remember, Seattle was playing really good football last year, and they kind of faltered a little bit late. But McDonald's a good defensive coach and had that defense going. It's just – it's a team that you don't – like a wild card team in there. And then you're playing them on Monday Night Football at night. You know, it's a weird situation there. Like, they just have a bunch of teams over there where you're like, what are they? Like, what are you looking at? Like the Arizona Cardinals? Like, what are they? Year two, you know, with Harrison who struggled a bit. Then they go out and, you know, make a move for pass rushers. Like, what are they going to be? So, yeah, they have an interesting schedule. Again, as I say, that my concerns, there are likes of concerns, as you said. Also, I think a good key, as you said earlier, that top five, that front five is going to tell a lot. Those first five games are going to tell a lot in this schedule and what this team does. But for me, a couple of things. I love they got four primetime games. That was something that we wondered what they would do with that, how the league would look at them. They got four primetime games. The only part that does kind of suck is both those Monday night games and that doubleheader thing. They got a doubleheader. The one against Tampa, there's a doubleheader there. There's the Chargers and the Raiders playing behind them. And so they'll play at 6. But then the next one they play and I'm sorry for you. The next one they play the Seahawks. That's a late start. That's a late start.
One more 9 o'clock kicks,
oh,
isn't
boy.
It?
Yeah, it's a 9 kick. Right. That's got –
Hey man, look. Once you keep me up till midnight, we might as well go 2, 3, 4 a.m. in the morning. It's all the same.
It's gonna be a long night for us, Clint.
It is, baby.
That's got 2:30 a.m. right there sitting all on it.
And we'll be here the next day.
Sean gonna spend the night, ain't he?
Oh yeah, Sean will sleep on that couch down there.
Sleep on that couch.
And Sarah, he'll be sleeping down there in Sarah's bar. Absolutely.
Cut down there. Yeah, man.
You know it's a long night. Sean lives around the corner. You know it's a long night. He didn't want to make that walk.
No, you don't want to do that, man. Just get on and lay it on down here. Yeah, but no, some people said, no, I think you guys are wild. I feel a lot better about this schedule. I see 11, 12 wins. Yeah, you can see it. No, they definitely, there is a path there to get, if they're, like, put it like this. If their offensive line can play to a level that many hope that they can, if they are right on this, then you can see, you could see this team in a fight for the number one seed. I mean, like, yeah. I know that sounds maybe aggressive. I'm just saying that if their offensive line is put together the way that they hope with their defense, like if that offensive line is put together, Clint, they should not lose any of the division games, right? And then those other games that you're looking at, like they should compete like hell with all of the top teams that they have on their schedule. So, I mean, yeah, you could see that the way the schedule is constructed, but that big question right there of the offensive line is the big one. Offensive line, maybe some of the receiver stuff, but I feel like that thing will take care of itself. But they've got to put that thing together, and I think it fairly that causes some people.
Well,
to hold up.
Here's the thing, Ron. Right? Rightfully so. It should. If all the offensive issues don't hold, if you don't check up just a bit when you're talking about win totals and schedules and who they're going to beat and matchups and all that, then I don't know what the hell you're looking at. But as I've said before, the beautiful thing with the Texans is that there's so many issues. First of all, the beautiful thing is you had a ton of issues, and you still won 10 games. The other beautiful thing is you had a ton of issues, and if you just fix half of them, you're going to be significantly better.
Yep. And like now significantly the schedule, better. And now the schedule works out for you.
Yep. 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 So
right there. Yeah, it is there.
Most people hear you talking about, boy, you had all, you can list six different things that were a major problem. And really, to be honest with you, we don't have the answers to those six things yet. It's not like they went out there and did what the Bears did and signed the best guard and center available in free agency. Right, it's not like they went out there and moved up in the draft in the first round to draft the best guard in the draft or the top center available. Like they didn't do those things, so we don't know the answers to those questions. But they very well could have answered them without us knowing. We'll see when rubber meets the road and the season starts.
Yep. All right, as we continue coming up a little bit. Hey, Tyler's not here, but doesn't mean we ain't gonna have turds list. That's coming up a little bit later on in the hour. And let's get a little real coming up here. Right here live on The Drive.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic salad kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Sports Radio 610 presents The Drive with Sterner and Hughley.
All right, welcome back in as we continue rolling right here on The Drive. We appreciate you jumping in with us. Tyler is out today. Hopefully he is back tomorrow hanging out with us, but we are in good hands. You've heard that voice a little bit behind us. That is our guy, Chris Santiago. You hear him each and every night on Area 45 with the fellas, Patrick Creighton and Sean Bajani.
Fellas, good to be here.
Thank you. We appreciate you joining us and hanging out with us as always. Now, let me let you also know where you need to be doing. You can hang out with us tomorrow as we will be out live for Stop 7. Clint, Stop 7 on our crawfish circuit. And we will be at Stars Sports Bar and Grill in Katy. We will be out in Katy. So some people, man, you know it, boy. People get at us. People get at us on the text line. People get at us on YouTube and Twitch. People get at us when they come out to see us. How come y'all never come over to this side? How come y'all never come? Well, we are out at Katy this time. So if you're in that area, come hang out with us. And if you're not, come on out. It should be a good time. I've heard our regulars who are 6 for 6. Now, they come a little later. But 6 for 6, old Shannon and Steve, they said it's going to be a good time. They said we're out in their neck of the woods, and it's going to be a good crowd. So come hang out with us tomorrow at, again, Stars Sports Bar and Grill in Katy. Our good friends with Academy Sports and Outdoors and Bud Light are helping us put this together. And you can win prizes each and every hour from Academy Sports and Outdoors. The Bud Light folks will be out there hooking folks up with things as well. And you got a chance to win our grand prize of a $500 gift card to Academy Sports and Outdoors and Budweiser Bud Light, free for a year. So just come on out and have a good time.
Absolutely. I don't know why you wouldn't. This one's supposed to be built up pretty big by the folks over on the east side now.
It has now.
Being built up pretty big. This may be one you want to make a little special trip over to hang. I was told that they will definitely beat us there, whatever time. Didn't even ask what time we get there to kind of set up and prep. They said, no, we'll be here when y'all get here. So, yeah, I'm looking forward to big things, man. And, of course, some of them old bugs and some of them old cold beers.
You know what? I want to get real here a little bit. Now Tyler's not here, but we'll relay the message to him. I got to tell you, man. I got to get serious about this thing, Clint.
I'm feeling it.
I see the look in your eyes.
I'm feeling it. I'm waiting.
Look here, man. And I am a guy that is really built on motivation. And I get motivation, and I feel like I got to bring it here and do this with the folks. It's no secret. Many of you love to let me know about it. I put back on a little bit of this weight.
Oh, hell.
I put back on. And listen, I've talked about, hey, sodas work.
Something happened last night at the game?
No. I mean, I've just been here. Sodas works. This ain't a soda thing. This is a Ron thing, which some people have some experience out there who have struggled with weight like I have that can go fluctuate up and down. And I've put back on a bit. Not a bit, probably a lot. and I think for me, I work with motivation and accountability. And I'm accountable at home. Me and the wife, she's helpful. She is awesome and great. Was really, really helpful when I did the soda stuff and be really, really helpful and ready with the groceries and the food and everything. But I got to get right. And it's getting bad, man. Knees is hurting me. I feel like part of it is this weight that I'm putting on. Get in there and get in that dressing room, man. Had that moment was going out on the birthday. It's like, damn. None of this stuff is fitting.
Not fitting right?
Not fitting the way I want to fit it. You gotta go out and go buy clothes. Then you piss. I gotta get down, man. I gotta get right. And the thing is, I've got plenty of plans. I know I like this ain't a deal of, you know the deal. This ain't a deal of you don't know what to do.
Yeah.
It's just you gotta have motivation. So I wanna do show's little weight loss journey right here.
Okay.
I wanna weigh in every Monday. Right here on the show.
Why you wanna do Monday?
Every Monday.
Why don't you do every Wednesday or Friday?
Gotta have accountability right here.
Monday works.
Monday's it.
You gotta think about it.
Friday's
the weekend.
Yes, I need that.
I'm trying to give me a little grace. I like to come in a bit puffy on Monday, and then by Wednesday or Thursday, I got it worked off.
That's the last thing we need is grace.
Okay, you want to go? Okay, okay.
No, I'm
with you.
I'm in a time.
You want to know somebody that's good at holding people accountable? Me. I'll have that scale. I'll put a damn monitor on that scale. I have that thing beeping every time you walk in this damn.
We have a scale in here.
All right.
We can start it on Monday.
Okay, I'm in. I'll work with you.
Start it on Monday to see how bad it is. See how bad it is, and then each week. I don't know if we need to set a goal each week. Maybe we do. I don't know. But I think this is a thing that will help me be accountable.
I definitely think it will, and I'll do it with you.
Because there ain't nothing worse than going there and say, yo, here we go, every Monday, knowing that Monday's coming.
Yeah, man, make and then, the decisions that, you make on
that,
Saturday and
put
Sunday.
Put that five back on, and then have that on there. No, I do. I got to get right, man. In a rough spot.
That's the only thing I worry about with you is like when you start talking about, and I don't know because I haven't experienced it, but like the pressure on your knee, your lower body. That's the scary part of being heavier and we're like, man, at some point, man, them jokers are going to start hurting you.
Yeah. No, I, like I said, man, and people are sending in ideas and plans. Like, listen, I have I still work with Red, talk with Red. I know exactly.
Right.
You know, what to do. It is just being accountable and keep doing it. And obviously this ain't the end all be all, but I do think this is something that potentially would help. They're coming in, and I know every single week, like, I got to – trust me, listen, I know it. All of y'all, yeah, trust me, some of y'all let me know. Let me know a lot on every way that you can send it to me. Damn, you need to get back on that soda.
Some of them friendly and ease into it. Some of them just punching the nose.
I get it.
I saw, Ron, I can't remember what pick it was, but I saw a pick. Picture that what that is.
Oh, I've gone through it, looked at him.
Well, I just randomly, I don't know if it was social media or what, but I saw one. I was like, golly. I mean, I forgot how low you got. I mean, it wasn't one of those like, boy, gained it back, but it was one of those like, damn, Ron had lost some serious weight. So I'm here for you, man. Whatever I can do to help, man. I know we spend a lot of time together, bro. I'll do whatever we need to do. We need a little meal prep. We need to eat when we get here at prep and then eat again before we leave so we're not eating late.
Yeah. No, I just, I got to get, because again, like with sodas, like I said, soda worked. It should have developed a game plan and habit, but boys had habits a long time before that.
Mm-hmm.
Then you get comfortable. Many of you, and I see some people texting in, many of people, no, you get comfortable and you just, I just can't afford to get comfortable. Not that comfortable. Not as comfortable as I got over them last 2 years.
Old habits and die hard, my friend.
And I look at some people saying, here, I want to do it with you. Hell, you can do it. Come on, you can send them in each week. But no, I think jumping in here every day, that knowing that's coming, like you said, now that you said, I don't think you should do it on Mondays, I think it even more solidifies even more why I think I need to do it on Mondays, because I will at least think twice. Again, like I said, man, it is, I think it's a lot of things. Obviously, not to go deeper, but like there's obviously maybe some relationship that I have with food or something that I go with. And you know, obviously those are things that I got to look at. You got to look at, and people who have struggled look at it too. But I've gone a good 2 years where that was my routine. I knew what I was eating. You remember I used to have the stopwatches, eating at a certain time.
Yep.
I was getting out, and I got to get back. to that. Boy, I'd be feeling bloated. Been feeling like, ooh, just struggling. Just got to get out of that, man.
Yeah. I'm here for you, man. I'm dead ass. I it'll help me, man. I'm here for you. I can't wait to get cranking. We're cranking Monday.
I ain't gonna just ride to the wheels fall off.
You're gonna
the next
give yourself a
days.
Friday, Saturday, get good and bloated.
I'm just saying, I ain't gonna just go eat up everything over at the spot in Katy tomorrow. But Monday we'll see the damage. We'll see what the damage is and what we got to do I'm looking like a full cool year if I haven't been fired first, but a full cool year on this every Monday to see what this is. And yeah, like I said, folks, you want to do it along. Someone said, people are trying to give a name to it. Sure, whatever it is, you want to join in. Sure, you want to be a part of it, you want to weigh in. Do it, please.
You got to weigh in your underwear. Straight underwear, man. We don't want them extra pounds on there, man.
I don't think we need to do that to other people here. You know, we don't want to do that to other people. But no, yeah, Monday, every Monday.
All right.
Compression Monday. Shorts, man. That's what you got to wear.
Straight girdle.
Tighten it in.
I'll bring an old jock strap.
What did you say? Somebody said, text in, we got to find a time. What time so I know to check in every week? Whatever that time is, you're going to see me run up to that upstairs gym in between breaks and try to get
a little cardio in.
Just run laps around here to get a sweat in right before it starts. No, but no, man, I appreciate the support. But, yeah, man, every Monday, start coming up. So hopefully we can get this thing rolled off. All right, coming up, we'll do Tyler's turd list. Even though he's not here, we will still knock out Tyler's turd list. And I'm going to we'll give you a little hint. Nick Caserio and D'Amico Ryan's making an appearance on Tyler's turd list. Damn, Tyler, why would you do this? We'll do that coming up next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Live from the Mokarem Injury Lawyers Studios, Sports Radio 610 presents The Drive with Sterner and Hughley.
Welcome back into The Drive. Thank you for the support. No, we will not just wear a sock on weigh-ins. God, hey. Man. That's so nasty. It's really my favorite thing of the show to take something like that and then, hey, let's just wear a sock. Someone else texts in, I weigh in raw.
I do too. I raw dog at scale, baby. It's either that or take off. You know, 4, 5, maybe 6 pounds, depending on what you got on.
Ocho checking in. Ron, I guess now isn't a good time to tell you that I'm eating a bourbon glazed double bone pork chop meal with a loaded baked potato salad and cheesecake.
Take the cheesecake, take the baked potato out of the mix, and you got him.
Well, hell, I'm not. I mean, till Monday.
Yeah, he may have that. You may have just encouraged him to get on that smoker and add a little honey glazed pork chop to the
repertoire. Little something to that bad boy. That's it. All right, yes. You know what? Tyler is out today. Hopefully he'll be back tomorrow. Chris Santiago is in, and usually you hear Tyler's turd list, but you will hear it from me today. And no, these are not Tyler's turds. The name obviously will stay the same, but these are my turds.
Tyler's turds may be a little runny today.
Yeah, a little runny today. A little runny. Well, at least
maybe he ate or drank something bad for
able
him.
To get, yeah, a little
probably
runny.
Drank. Yeah, he's not a big eater.
All right, so let's get this done. Tyler's turd list. And by the way, you all can send yours in anytime you want as well on YouTube and Twitch and on the text line. But this is what we do every single Thursday, Tyler's turd list.
Pro athletes are sometimes a lot to handle.
Which is not good enough.
Maybe even a bit dramatic.
Altuve stole an MVP from Judge.
Turdish behavior will not be ignored. No one is safe.
I'm not going to let it take my joy.
It's Tyler's Turds of the Week on The Drive with Sterner and Hughley.
Ah, damn it, it is Tyler's Turd List, but it is Ron, the show, giving the turds. And let's go with the bronze medal first. All right, let's start a little light here with the bronze medal. My first turd and the bronze medal winner goes to the National Football League Scheduling Committee for giving the Atlanta Falcons 5 primetime games. How in the hell did we get here? What is the reasoning? Listen, I enjoy Michael Penix and his do-rag that he wears before games and underneath it, especially that real loud purple one he used to wear when he was in Washington. I think he switched to the red one in Atlanta. I enjoy him. I do. I think he's a good young quarterback. I enjoyed him Sunday Night Football last year against Washington. It is. It's cool. And Raheem Morris seems like a solid coach. What the hell do we need the Atlanta Falcons on 5 times in primetime? Now, I understand that they've got a lot more primetime games. They've got some doubleheaders on Monday Night Football. But Atlanta getting 5? Like, listen, I don't normally do this. You know, I don't have a dog in the fight. But the Houston Texans are better and more interesting than the Atlanta Falcons to me. I'm sorry. I don't get that one. Right, I told you yesterday I thought it was weird that the Vikings got that many, but I can understand Justin Jefferson is one of the absolute best players in the game. They've got an interesting quarterback situation. But the Atlanta Falcons to say, yeah, man, let's get them on here, man. Sunday Night Football, Monday Night Football, let's get the Falcons on. They just don't feel like, I mean, they're third. Dallas has 6.
Yeah.
The Chiefs have 7. and they are third with five. It is that really caught me off guard, seeing how many times Atlanta and how well thought of Atlanta is to be on primetime like that.
Yeah, that doesn't make a whole lot of sense.
They got a 2-3 primetime game feel to me.
Well, it doesn't make a whole lot of sense given the fact that they don't have primetime teams in their division either. So it's not like you just play the Eagles and the Chiefs and the Ravens. You play them all twice. You know, there's none of that. So it's makes it even more interesting to think that it's not the sexiest of matchups, or it's a non-division game. So, I guess somebody's got to benefit from time to time. I guess they're hoping and praying that Bijan Robinson and Michael Penix Jr. and Drake London and Kyle Pitts and all those guys that were so promising when they were drafted, I guess they're hoping that they all.
I guess the young quarterback and Bijan, but you start rolling after that, boy, the intrigue slows down for me. And I don't know. Are they favored? I think the Bucs are favored to win that division.
I would think so.
It's odd. Five primetime games. It's weird to see. All right, they get the bronze medal today. All right, the silver medal for our turds of the week. This is Tyler's turd list. He is out, but I am still in to help facilitate this sucker. The silver medal goes to Nick Caserio and D'Amico Ryans.
Thanks, guys. Appreciate it.
This ought to get interesting.
Nick Caserio and D'Amico Ryans get the silver medal on the turds list because they didn't find a way to get a deal done with Stephon Diggs. And now that means we have Cardi B taken away from us. The potential of having the ratchet version of Taylor Swift and Travis Kelce here, right here in Houston, would have been glorious. When we saw them unveiling and make it a thing. Did you see it, Chris? Did you see him at MSG?
Oh, yeah, I sure did.
She had a little skirt number on. He came out there in Tim's and shorts because, of course, and now that could have been here. That could have been. Now, maybe they wouldn't have just run to Cardi B in the booth like they're doing Taylor Swift, but they might have done it a little bit. I'll tell you, man, this could have been big. This could have been big in Houston if we'd had it. Cardi B.
Cardi B would have been, she'd have been knee deep in every single, single broadcast.
I don't think, me and Chris discussed this a little bit. I don't think it would have the Taylor Swift dynamic because I do think the interest overall, like she's not, does she have a version of Swifties? I don't think so. I don't think she does. We got the Beehive and the Swifties. Like they're on a different level than Cardi B. But I still think she's a big star. First off, Stephon Diggs, his profile is going to raise right here with this relationship. Maybe not to the Travis Kelce portion. I bet you right now, if Stephon Diggs ran out there and started a podcast, there'd be a lot of interest to hear what's going on in that podcast with that relationship. But damn it, we could have had Cardi B. Oh man, that would have been great.
Not a great number two wide receiver. Not.
Oh, hell with that. If you're telling me, yes, I like the move for Christian Kirk. But if you're telling me that Nick Caserio and D'Amico could have to make the decision between Christian Kirk or Steph Diggs and Cardi B, I think that's another primetime game right there.
I'm with you.
I would have five.
Could have taken one of Atlanta's.
That might have been a flex. Damn it, we could have had Cardi B.
I'd have been here
Offset
for it.
Lurking. Maybe she performs at halftime. Here we could.
Or maybe Offset performs at halftime.
Yes.
Oh, that would be good.
And has a bunch of the chicks that he posted pictures and on the stage with him.
God, dog. That
with Cardi B in a suite with Hannah and Cal.
Yeah, man. Listen, Nick and D'Amico, you have done a lot of great things in acquiring talent
and drafting.
And I just think you dropped the ball here. And maybe they didn't know where the relationship was at the time. But now those New England fans are going to benefit for this. You know she'd rather been in Houston.
No question.
Both
of them would have been.
Right? Damn it. All right. That's the silver. The gold medal is, and this was clear, hold it up. If you're looking on YouTube and Twitch, Chris Santiago is holding up the gold medal trophy.
Holding up a turd.
And it goes to Rob Manfred and all of Major League Baseball decision makers, because I don't think Rob's big enough to just make this call on his own. But it goes to all of them, and that is for their decision to now reinstate Pete Rose back into baseball only after he's dead. That is that to me, we talked about it earlier this week, Clint, as it didn't feel right and it didn't feel good because it wasn't. That's just BS to me, right? Either ban him and keep him banned and just say we're not playing around with betting on baseball, betting on the sport, whatever, or then do it when he was alive. Don't sit on this and just secretly sit down there. All right, well, we're going to wait till he's dead. We're going to wait till he's dead. So he just wanted to sign Hall of Famer one time on one of them baseballs in Vegas, and you took that from him. That's just that to me, that whole decision, you're either in or you're out. Let him in or leave him out.
Yeah, I'm with you, Ron. On a human level, take baseball out. On a human level, this is a Bush League move in a major, major way. It should, like, of all the ways to handle Pete Rose, the Hall of Fame, gambling, and any player getting in or not getting in, the way to handle it would have been three or four other ways than waiting till Pete Rose, the most famous one that's being held out or not allowed over gambling, dies, and then before his family even gets a chance to finish grieving, you come out and say, all right, it's almost like one final shot. All right, Pete, you're in, man. We can get you in now. You're eligible.
Yeah.
I don't know. It just seems like a Bush League. I can't think of a better phrase than just, it just feels dead ass wrong to do it this way. So I agree with that. They should get a double gold.
That was ridiculous. That was absolutely ridiculous. All right. What you got coming up in the four?
Well, that schedule dropped. The Texans schedule dropped, and I've got thoughts. I got several of them. I will get you caught up. All the Texans fans out there, I'm going to get you caught up on everything you need to know about the Texans schedule moving forward this year. Everything you need to know, Texans schedule, that's next right here on Sports Radio 610.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic salad kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.